Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with your co-hosts, Jody Higgins, Ryan Adragna, and myself, Lynn Bleasdale. Sue Fields-Dalamonte is off tonight, but we probably will be seeing her next week. Our topic tonight is the chameleon personality. We're talking about how we can discern the true nature of those energetic shapeshifters who change their persona and their behavior in order to fit in. Jody and Ryan, do you have a take on this subject tonight?
Well, I made some notes. I'm with Jody. I made some notes too. This is a very, very tough subject to talk about.
Yeah,
it is.
I know because I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's so ingenuous, and it's not that the people themselves don't mean well, but I know somebody who changes her entire personality, persona, what she wears, how she looks, based on the man she dates.
Oh,
and it's so weird. It's, you know, it's very chameleon like, and it's, I think when you don't really know yourself is when maybe some of that chameleon type of stuff might happen. And I never know who I'm getting, you know,
exactly.
Day to day. It's very unusual to me, and I don't understand it because I know who I am when it comes to my day-to-day persona and how I look and, you know, how I dress. None of that changes, and I want to be who I am. I don't need to be someone different for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I never – I'm confused by it.
Yep, I can see that. What were you going to say, Ryan? Are you going to add something to Jody's thoughts?
Excuse me, I had my phone on mute here because my girls were horsing around in the background. Sorry about that. The chameleon is a reptile and it shapeshifts. It changes to its colors and its environment, and that's not news to anybody, including the callers. But if it comes to your human personality, I think that what my spirit team is telling me right now, it has to do with your fourth chakra, and it has to do with your heart really not being in the right place. Your love, I shouldn't stick it to your fourth chakra, but also your fifth chakra, with your inability to speak your truth. And maybe, and I'm not throwing darts here, but maybe that's some sort of a lesson that people sign up for when they get here, is that, I'm gonna be this person this day. I'm going to change for this person the next day. I don't know if that's... This is such a difficult subject to tackle because I really believe in my heart of hearts that it has to do with learning who you truly are as a person. And maybe that's what you sign up for in this lifetime, which we're currently talking about, is saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to pretend that I'm a priest this day, or I'm going to pretend I'm a cop that day. It's like putting everything in a blender. And all the colors are swirled together. And maybe those chameleons don't know who they truly are either. You know?
Yeah.
They are just confused as how they portray themselves to others to be and how well they pick themselves up to be. I mean, I've run into a lot of people in my lifetime who said, I am so confused. I don't even know who I am. And it's like, yeah, I don't know who you are either, because you're a Jekyll and Hyde, or you're being someone who you're not. But in their eyes, that's their normality. That's how they function. That's how they see themselves, and they think it's perfectly normal. Is it normal? Is it normal? I don't know. Who am I to judge? You know, I'm a sinner like anybody else. I mean, you know, but when I look at that chameleon out there, who talks nice to me, and then next thing I know, it stabs me in the back. I'm thinking, who are you? But we live in a society that's very judgy-wudgy. And, you know, it's a very, if you signed up to be a chameleon in this lifetime, that's a tricky challenge to overcome. I'm telling you what. I mean, there are people that sign up to be criminals, people who sign up to be womanizers, people who sign up to be, you know, you name it. But to sign up as a chameleon, wow, that's a tough call. Because you never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so that's this is a tricky subject. I really wish I didn't recommend this one.
You challenged yourself.
I kind of shot myself in the foot here because I'm like, wow, I do know a few chameleons, and it's like, and it begs the question of who are you, especially if you marry someone who's a chameleon, right?
Oh, for sure. People do pretend to be different when they're in that hormonal rush of the dating period. You know, it's a weird thing. And then they get married and they're like, who are you? And if so, why? Oh, boy.
So,
it brings to mind that one of these things that I recently saw is very abusive. People will seem to be very, very charming when you first meet them, sort of that it's too good to be true. And I wonder if that has a connection to narcissism.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say so. Yeah.
I think you nailed it there, Jody.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good.
Yeah, because when you're a narcissist, well, I'm not a narcissist. I'm the exact opposite. I'm an empath. But if you're a narcissist, you can change your personality and not care. Someone needs to give that dog a biscuit.
I know, sorry. I'll mute for a minute here.
Yeah.
When you're a chameleon, it's almost, I don't want to associate chameleon with being a narcissist, but at the same time, do you really care about, how should I say this? Narcissists don't really care about the feelings of others. They're just a vacuum. But maybe when you're a chameleon, it's the same way. You're just like, okay, well, I'm just going to switch up my attitude. And not to please you, but just to kind of fit in a little bit. So they really don't have true feelings of emotions. And that's a tough thing to do. That's a tough thing. Boy, I'm glad I didn't sign up in this lifetime to be a chameleon or a narcissist.
Glad you did too. Didn't, I mean.
Yeah.
But that's...
If you start thinking about it too, you know, I mean, that whole control thing, the person is not wanting to let you see how controlling they are because it's something they're hiding. And my whole thing with that is that that sort of leads to the chameleon behavior that we're talking about. And then when they really truly sort of come out of the closet and show who they are, that's when it gets real scary.
Yeah. In my heart of hearts, sometimes I don't think that these chameleons even like who their true selves are. That's why they have to keep on shape-shifting. That's why they have to keep on redefining themselves because they're like, well, I don't know who I am anyway. So if I'm not a golfer, but if I walked up to someone on the golf course, I'll pretend to, for example, if I was a single person and I was on the dating scene and I saw a female golfer out there, I would be like, I'm going to try to figure something out, say something to get their attention. That's a chameleon, you know? It's like, oh, that's a nice shot you took. Have you been taking lessons or something to that effect? So I think I don't even. That's why I mentioned earlier about the blunted chakras between the fourth chakra and the fifth chakra. They're so messed up that they don't even know who, I don't even think they know who they truly are.
Yeah.
I'd say that's true. Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Well,
Not that I'm going to go on a golf course, but.
Right.
You never know, Ryan. You never know. Some of those lady golfers are.
Golf is actually kind of
you know?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, I like to golf. It's been a while.
There you go.
You know, physical stuff going on, but I like golf.
Yeah, so do
there
I.
Are hot chicks on the golf course.
Well, you'll never find. I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys, you really cracked me up.
Yeah. I mean, you'll never find me on a golf course. If I'm on the golf course and I've got the club pointing north and I swing, that ball's gonna go east. So, yeah, that's how that works.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, how we got onto golf, I have no idea, but that's hilarious. I was going to do a little counterpoint, too, though, and maybe just sort of look at the balance, because being a chameleon can be actually a good thing sometimes when it's used properly. For example, when you're at, say, a funeral, you don't want to go there in your golf clothes, right? To some extent, you're going to go along with the rest of the crowd at the funeral and try to behave yourself and all like that. And to that extent, like, that's a balanced way of using our chameleon powers, right? It's a little bit of a superpower we all have. The author Hunter S. Thompson has a great line. He says, when the going gets clear.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Have we got people?
Hi, Brittany.
Children. Oh, did you? Who brought friends to this?
To the phone call. I think that might be Ryan's kids.
Oh, sorry,
Ryan,
about that.
Are you there?
No, oh, that's fine.
Yes, I'm here.
That's fine. Kids are
no, no,
great.
No, no, no. I. Sorry
no,
about
they are.
That.
That's fabulous. If it's just your kids having fun, that's great. I thought we had spooks with us. You know, we do get voices sometimes, and I'm like, okay, who's here? Yeah.
No,
no,
yeah, no, no.
Go ahead.
No, no, no. I gave them a couple bucks to go to the gas station. They came back with a bunch of treats.
Oh, good.
Oh, yum.
Sorry about
that,
callers.
Okay, no, we're good. We've got humans in the room. That's good. I was just going to say, Hunter S. Thompson had a great line. He said, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And I think that's a really good thing, like to be able to adapt to situations, to societal situations, is kind of a good way to use the chameleon power. just so you don't, you know, make people feel weird. I think it's always nice. But I think when people are overusing that chameleon energy, they're seeking, they want acceptance, and they're going about it in some pretty weird ways, because, you know, if you don't like 16th century architecture and you're like getting all into it because you want to be my friend, well, it's a fakey way to do it. But I do think we're all looking for the same acceptance, and sometimes, as Ryan was saying, that fourth chakra seizes up a little because we just can't be who we are. Ourselves are hidden behind this mask, this persona. But as I guess it was just before the show, Ryan mentioned that we are all splinters of God, And if we can help each other to find, you know, let each other be when we're all together, we can encourage those chameleons, I think, sometimes to trust that they can be themselves around us. I guess we do that through listening and just holding space for one another. And we can create that trust, I think, maybe help people not have to fake their way through life all the time. That's my thought.
I agree.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah. It sounded garbled, but I think I know. I knew what I meant. I hope it got through. We have a ton of callers waiting, guys. Ryan, are you on the board with me?
I am not.
Okay, then I
can,
just
did you want me to log in?
Oh, if you like, I'm fine. I'm just going to take this first caller who's been waiting patiently. So here we go. 941,
yeah,
you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hello. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm having a fantastic day, even though it's been storming all day long. But I'm still having a fantastic day.
That's Catherine with a C, right?
It is Catherine with a C.
Got it. Okay. So how are you doing tonight? Do you have a question or a thought on the chameleon personality?
You know, I feel kind of bad saying this. I actually, the only thing that came to my mind when you talked about that is when Ryan mentioned about, I think it was Ryan who mentioned that some people, when they're dating and they completely change personalities, and I was remembering a girlfriend of mine that I ended this friendship about 6 months ago, but every person she dated, she, you know, when she was dating a guy who owned a Harley, she went out and bought all these, you know, Harley shirts and leather this and leather that, and then he broke up with her, and then she started dating somebody else, and then she started emulating him, and I'm like, well, who are you, girl? You know? Anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the only thought that came to my mind is like, oh, yep, I remember somebody like that. So,
yep.
Okay.
I think the whole the energy is changing around that. I don't think women need to be such mirrors anymore. They can be themselves. It's good. It's good to see that change.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
I agree.
Have any? Yeah. Did you have a question tonight, Catherine?
I did have a question having absolutely nothing to do with what you're talking about, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Fine.
Okay. Actually, I have been on a 10-year dry spell for love. And at first, you know, although it does seem like quite a long time, the first, I would venture to guess half of those years, the first 5 years, I was recuperating from my last relationship, which was very, very bad. And so I wasn't looking for anyone. And that was, so I was by myself. Well, I've got children, but, you know, I was unpartnered and happy. And for the last couple of years, I really spent a lot of time working on me, and I wasn't really looking. But, you know, the last year or two, I've really been paying attention to what I want, and I have taken some people's advice and, you know, wrote down all these attributes that I would like in my perfect partner. And you know, just I really put it out there who it is that I'm looking for, and it hasn't happened yet. And I am still patiently waiting. So can anybody give me some words of encouragement, or perhaps maybe you see something that I don't?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Catherine, how you doing? It's Ryan.
Lovely day.
It is a fan-damn-tabulous day. Right you are.
Fan-damn-tabulous.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how to spell that word. That was an inside
joke. I'm
thinking
about it. I know. It's all right.
So Catherine, I'm scanning your energy fields, your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental fields. On the physical side of things, I'm exercising my jaw left, right, up, and down because my upper jaw is sore from you. I don't want to be a negative Nelly here, but it's like you're usually when I get soreness in my jaw muscles, it's a bleed up from the fourth chakra, and I misspoke, from the fifth chakra, your throat chakra, of the failure to speak your truth and what you're looking for. So that kind of confuses me, because you said you put an, you wrote down an inventory of looking of what you're looking for in a perfect man. So I got my wires crossed a little bit there. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why my jaw muscles are tight and sore. Your fourth chakra isn't spinning as it should be. It's a little clogged down. Even though you've gotten over a previous relationship, I would suggest you go out and get your chakras attuned and aligned with a healer. What else am I picking up here that could be beneficial to you? cold feet. My spirit team just told me cold feet, which might be another. they're saying oxymoron, but yeah, cold feet. Are you hesitant?
Am I hesitant?
Yes, I mean, you know, it's not that you're picky, but you're picky. And they gave me the words cold feet, and my feet are really cold right now with you. And that might just be how you're feeling right now towards men, is that you're really super cautious. And that's
well, that,
no
that
fault
is
of
true.
Your own.
Yeah, that is
I mean,
true.
And that's through no fault of your own. That's you're biding your time right now. But maybe if you wanted to drop your shoulders a little bit, Captain, relax and say, and just know that you have every right in the world to be picky, but you don't want to be picky to the point that you don't have a partner for the next 40 years. Because everyone is flawed in some way, shape, or form. And that's what the subject of this tonight's show is chameleons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to find Mr. Right, Mr. 100% Perfect, the guy who's wearing the S on his chest? No. He's going to be 60% perfect in your eyes, or he's going to be 86% perfect in your eyes. But he's not going to be 100% perfect. And that's a life lesson for you to learn is, yeah, everyone wants to find that 100% perfect partner, but that's not going to happen. And that's something that you will eventually realize over time. You're like, you know what? I would really enjoy sitting on this swing facing the west and watching the sunset, cuddling with my partner on the bench. I like everything about him until he likes that goddamn cigar. I don't like smokers, and he whips out a cigar and he starts smoking it. You're like, son of a gun, and that's where the 100% drops down to, like 85% or 90%. You catch my drift?
Yeah, actually, that's true. It would have been cigarettes, but you know, the cigar I could handle. Cigarettes, I'd be like, oh, dude, no.
Well, but he doesn't tell you.
I understand the correlation you're making. I mean, I get the point. I do.
You're like, oh, come on, guy. Are you serious? You could smoke it when you got him, but not around me. Don't be a jerkola. So, mm-hmm. You know, this guy that's going to come along for you, is he going to be absolutely perfect in your eyes? No. Is he going to have some surprises that you're not a fan of? Probably, but that's something that you can't work around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, he may have a chip on his front tooth, or he may have an eye missing, or no, I'm just kidding about that.
Sounds like you're gonna be
that visual was
pirate.
Really good though.
he may be a one-legged pirate and busier than. If one thing is part in a bucket king contest, you never know. Sorry about that. I shouldn't have said that on radio. But point being is that he's going to have flaws. You have flaws. I have flaws. No one's 100% perfect. But, you know, I'm getting the sense of 1 to 2. And I don't know if that's 1 to 2 months or 1 to 2 years. But just relax. Drop your shoulders a little bit and say, I'm going to say it once again on the radio live. Ooh, and this guy, I'm hearing groceries. Well, that's weird. Grocery store.
He likes to eat.
Yeah, well, if he passes your cart and says, I like that selection of black olives you picked up there. Don't look at them sideways. Just start a conversation and you say, oh, I like that steak that you got in your cart. but you get the point.
That sounds like me, actually. I talk to everybody.
Yeah, and you're going to figure that out over time. When you strike up a conversation with a guy, you're going to know it. You're going to be like, yeah, that dude was pretty cool. He wasn't hitting on me, but he was hitting on me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to think twice about it, and you're going to pass each other in the aisle, and then maybe at the checkout counter, he's gonna be right behind you, and you're going to drop something in the cart. He's going to pick it up. He goes, I believe this is yours, ma'am. You know, that kind of cheesy stuff. So, you know,
right.
Watch out for that stuff, okay? And
thank you for those olives. Here's my card. Call me. Got it. Okay.
and Catherine, he's going to be quite the opposite personality of you, okay? He's,
okay.
You know, just to let you know. Yeah, so that's what I have for you. Any questions?
Nope. No, that was pretty forward, straightforward, cut and dry. Got it. Okay.
That's how my spirit team is. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jody, what, Catherine, what do you get? Yeah, thanks, Lynn. This is Jody, Catherine. You know,
Hi,
the one thing I keep hearing, hi, I keep hearing that there's fear. So I'm thinking maybe things were awfully difficult in your breakup. And also I think you're feeling probably insecure about getting out there and dating again. And I don't know if this is you or me, but I feel like I'm hearing it. So it is me, but it's also for you. So I'm just going to say it. That I think you're seeing other people dating and going through experiences, and you sort of go to, oh my gosh, are there any good ones left? Thank God I'm not dealing with that. And it feels safe to go to that. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit, sure.
Yeah, and just resistance. I know you're ready to move forward. I did get the same thing with the list of being perfect, and there's a song by Meghan Trainor, Mr. Almost Perfect is what it is. And I think that, you know, we kind of got to know that just because things were tough with someone the last time, yeah, marriage is going to be tough. It doesn't have to be that tough. And when it comes in next time, the relationship will be easier. It's going to be a different, it'll be a different thing. Like we think because the experience we had was the experience we had that the next one could end up being similar. I don't expect that to happen. I expect you to meet somebody different and have something different for you. But there's still fear there of getting hurt. Am I going through this again? And you know, there's a lot of different, I'm seeing like the colors of the rainbow, like a crayon box, that there's lots of colors and shapes and sizes. And sometimes you don't know what you want until you actually taste it. Just because you always love chocolate ice cream doesn't mean that this time you might not like peanut butter. So it's like,
agreed.
I hate to. I
no,
hate to
I understand
like,
what you're trying to say.
It's like, taste the rainbow. And I'm like, it makes me think of that gross commercial where the girl picks the candy off of her the kids face.
Oh, jeez. The Skittles commercial.
Time. Yeah. So oh. He was like, taste the rainbow. Have some fun. And, you know, that makes me feel a little bit about raising your vibration, about sort of stepping into, it's hard to be single again at this age. It's hard to know who you are. It's not hard to know how to meet someone. One of the things I got was that, where are you at where you can actually meet somebody? It's not easy. You know, it's not easy. I would be so intimidated thinking maybe I'll meet somebody at the grocery store. So every time I go to get groceries, maybe I should look really, really, really good. You know what I mean? It's intimidating. But I
yeah.
feel like, I do feel like you're still in a little bit of working on yourself. And I do sort of pick up a longer time period before you're actually in a relationship. But that doesn't mean mm-hmm. you won't be dating and doing fun things along the way to figure it out. You don't have to know all of it right away. You don't have to have, you know, Mr. Perfect in mind at this time, like in mind, built in your brain. But I think it's a good place to start. And, you know, they're telling me, too, you might want to look at your list and see what things actually you can give on. Like, how important is this? Maybe you can rate them because it'll help you figure out what really out of that, what things can give a little bit. You know, like there's degrees. Like, for instance, you said maybe a cigar once in a while. Sure, no problem. But, man, if you whip mm-hmm. out a pack of cigarettes and it's all the time, I'm going to officially be disgusted.
Right.
So
yeah,
where does that fall, you know? What if you meet the man of your dreams and he has a health condition? Is that okay? Right? What are the varieties of things? Because at this point in life, we probably all have, I don't know your age, I'm 50, probably going to have most people having some sort of a health thing going on or stepping
mm-hmm.
into it soon.
Right.
So
a big hurdle for me, so far, actually this is, proven to be quite a stumbling block, and I separated in 02. We didn't legally divorce until 08, but one of the reasons why I stayed in my marriage for as long as I did is both of my children are disabled, and I thought to myself, you know, if I'm out in the singles game, who in the world would want to get with me when I have this, I hate using the word package, but it's a package deal, and it's a package deal forever, you know, but I went through it and I came out okay on the other side, but that has proven to be a very big challenge, you know, because I have met some gentlemen that they, you know, I've had some people say, well, you know, don't disclose that right away and let them see you first. And I thought, okay, well, and then as soon as I disclose, you know, oh, and by the way, I have a couple of children that I, you know, that have disabilities, and it'll always be the three of us, you know, and it's like, phew, they're gone. So that has been such a challenge.
A lot of
people.
So
when you said about, go ahead.
A lot of people do come with a package, though. It's not ever mm-hmm. easy. And, you know, at least they know right away that that's not going to work for them, right? But the person who does work for you is going to have a kindness in his heart for children who have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we all come with packages. I have an elderly mother with health issues who has financial problems, and I'm going to probably need to help her as I age. And you know, I'm newly single, I guess, after 4 years. And anyone I date is going to have to know that I'm probably going to have to do some things to help my mom, and there's going to be 4-hour car rides regularly up north to see my family and help. And that is my package. We all come with packages. I'm just going to say that I have a stepsister, who was quite a handful. We love her to death, but, you know, she came with her own stuff. we all came with our own stuff. And, you know, my father walked into a situation with a woman who had 4 children under the age of what? Under the age of 12. And he just loved us and took it as a family. So what you might see as a burden to someone else, they might see as a beautiful opportunity. I'm hoping maybe someday I'll date and marry a man who has children, and maybe because of that I'll have grandchildren because I wasn't able to have kids. But he might see it as, you know, oh, I've got kids at this age. Who's going to want to be with me with kids at this age? Right? So remember,
right.
It's all perspective. You bring
That's
a lot
true.
To the table in a relationship. And, you know, just because you have these children doesn't mean that you won't meet a man who also has children who have issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think it's important for you to recognize. Have you ever, while I was talking, I was hearing to say this, have you ever been in a support group for parents who have children with disabilities?
No.
Because
no,
I know
I've,
that you would
I've looked online, and I have, I have looked. I mean, I've Googled it for my area, and I have not found any, you know, within like 100 miles of me. So
where have
I have
you
seen them, but they've.
Com?
Yes, yeah, I'm in Meetup.
Okay.
And and as a matter of fact, I joined Meetup so I could find some activities for my children. For some kids that were like them, so. But I've looked in there. I've looked for myself as well, you know, thinking, well, maybe if I could find, you know, something like that.
Well, even in those activities, there may be some men who come in who have children with disabilities who are single. I just
that's
think that
kind
that
of what I was
be,
hoping. I thought that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you never know.
You just never know. You never know, honey. Yeah. So that's kind of my input is you're not as bad as packages as you think you are.
Thank you.
You know, you bring a lot to the table. You bring a lot to the table. And, you know, the children don't create the relationship all the time. You know?
That's true. Yep.
You have any thoughts, Lynn?
I do indeed. I have a whole page of notes here for you, Catherine, and a couple of images.
Oh, my
images.
Goodness.
Okay,
I figured you did.
No, you guys were really good, and I really resonated with what both you and Ryan were saying. I also picked up a fear in you, Catherine, but you're hiding it from yourself really well because you're a really brave soul. But I will give you this little koan to consider. Everything we are afraid of has already happened to us, okay? You're feeling the fear before it happens, and that's all right. You're human, and it's totally understandable. I drew an image of what would, if I were drawing in a better way, it would look just like a Disney prince, you know, the sort of romantic Cinderella prince, you know, the dude with I'm trying to describe the outfit, but do you know what I mean? Like the typical romantic prince in the armor and the white steed and stuff. However, this guy has no head. It's just the body and the outfit. There is no head. There's no face on this. And I picked up, I also drew an eye with one single tear coming out of it. It's very sad. And the words romantic heart. I think you have a very romantic nature deep down. And that is really hard in this world because you're going to get disappointed just because of the fact that you're going to have to be with a human. But the thing is, the good news is that romantic heart of yours is not going to get broken again. I have a very strong feeling for that. What I drew, you know those lovely little sun faces? You can put them up on walls and stuff. They're just suns in different renderings. Anyway, I've got a big sun face drawn here. I'm talking about the sun that shines on us, not a male child. And the word and the sign Leo circled and underlined here. comes in very strongly. Have you got a Leo presence in your life right now, or does Leo stand out for you?
Well, I divorced him, but other than that, no.
Okay, and I'm going to ask about the date, August 19th.
No, I don't know anybody on August 19th. No.
Okay, well then I
would
ask.
And that's kind of, that's interesting because I'm one of these people where if you tell me your birthday once, I never forget it. I'm weird that way. And I don't think I have ever met someone with that date, ever.
Okay, then mark it down for you, okay? Mark that date. I get August, I get Leo. I think August is deep in the sign of Leo. And I get a huge smiling sun face here. Now, you're looking for a soulmate, basically. And as I think it was Ryan mentioned, it's going to be a completely opposite. And the message comes through, look twice. Okay? Look twice at somebody that you might just pass by. Just look twice at this person. And also, a soulmate, a true soulmate, is going to irritate the crap out of you. Because they will, by their very nature of being a soulmate to you and you a soulmate to them, you guys are going to challenge each other. So what
help
may
each
seem,
other grow.
Oh, you got it. And so what is going to seem like almost an annoying, irritating first meeting, look twice at that, okay? And also, let's see, where are we go? Yeah, this guy challenges you. Something is happening in around August. I got August and I got the number 19, and I do feel they are connected. But but you do have, so you've got all that Leo energy. And don't worry about your romantic heart. Leo is a very romantic sign, and you are going to have that romance. You're going to also have to just sort of have the dirty sock part where it's going to be a beautiful challenge, though. The more irritated you find yourself, you know you found that person. So the message basically is take those dates, keep those in mind, and let it go.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, and let it go because there is such a thing as divine timing. And, you know, as we give our problems to the Great Spirit for healing, we can't be impatient and snatch them back and go, well, you're not doing it fast enough. There is divine timing involved for you, and you're not going to be alone, and it will be worth the wait. So that's what I have for you, Catherine, and I'd love to know how it works out for you. Okay.
Well, if I bump into somebody in the grocery store or perhaps someplace not in the grocery store, I will let you all know.
Yeah. Well, that grocery store does feel very, it does resonate. Like, I think it's going to be something so commonplace, and it'll be it won't seem like a romantic encounter at all, but look twice, okay? And all right, my dear.
Thank you.
We're very glad you called in, and let us know how it goes, okay?
I certainly will.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. You have a beautiful night.
Thank you. And you too. Bye-bye.
You are most welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty then. Who's next? Okay. We've got 586 has been waiting quite a while. 586, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, guys. It's me, Diane. How are you?
Oh, hello, Diane. How are you? How can we help
you?
Well,
I'm really excited. In regards to your guys' conversation about the chameleon, I could connect with that in regards to sometimes when I'm around different people, my mood changes and switches. But I have to say your last call really resonates with me because I was going to call in regards to this guy I've been seeing. And birthday's August 19th. He is a Leo. There's times he does annoy me. And so I was just like chuckling because I'm like, I wonder if you're picking up on me since I'm waiting on the line.
That's
really
very weird because it was big letters and big numbers and circles and underlining.
Yeah.
Oh, then that would make me very confused.
Okay. So, what do you feel about? Do I tell you his name?
If you like. But we can also just read the situation for you, and if names come up, we can whatever you're comfortable with, really. Okay.
No. Guide me.
I'm sorry, love.
His name. I said his name's Joel.
Joel. All right then. And did you have a question about Joel or about your relationship?
The question about the relationship, and I, as you guys have known, I've wanted a relationship so bad, and it's almost like the universe has answered my question of what I wanted with him, but now I feel like I'm hesitant because there's a little bit in there that hesitates me, so I don't know if I'm scared or if I'm pulling back or if it's because I've been told before in September I'm going to meet some other guy and I don't want to grow with this guy if he's not that, you know what I mean? I'm confused.
Are you perhaps picking up, Diane, that he is himself acting like a chameleon? He sounds a little too good to be true, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
Anyway, let's see what Ryan is picking up for you, and then we'll go from there.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Diane, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What I'm about to tell you is not news to you. You're just denying it, okay? So You're denying it. My spirit team is always blunt. They always call a spade a spade. Joel is not good news for you, and you're denying it. They're not telling me. As soon as you're talking with Lynn, I just wrote down not good, and then when you gave me his name, I was like, it's like drinking a warm beer on a Friday night. Who wants a warm beer unless you're German, you know?
Right.
He's not good news for you, and this could be a lesser experience if you choose to move forward with him and figure it out on your own, or you can just kick him to the curb.
Okay.
Yeah, he is definitely chameleon in nature. I'm just kind of scanning your energy fields right now. I'm picking up the words of mild indigestion with him. Like you're really, there's something about him that you're really not comfortable with. It's like, I don't know. There's some idiosyncrasies going on with him that you've already picked on. And like I said, you're denying it right now because truth be told, he is a handsome guy. He's not some ditch digger. Not to say that ditch diggers are bad, but it's not like he's a homely looking guy. He's a very handsome guy, but that's for a reason because he's setting you up for a trap. So take advantage of you. Take your money. You're very comfortable with your living. He's not as well off as you are. You really don't need him in your life, but the one chip in his favor is that he's a fairly handsome looking guy. So does that resonate with you so far?
Somewhat yes, because he doesn't have a lot of funds, and I'm definitely not money wise better off than him. Because we both are helpers, and I think he feeds off me on being one that his response is always helpers. The thing that I'm struggling with, and I told him, is his drinking. He drinks too much for me than what I think that one should, that I'm comfortable with. And I've already told him that would be a deal breaker if I can't deal with it.
Well, like I said earlier, your intuition has already told you because you've got some minor heartburn dealing with him. So I would, in your best interest, I would kick him to the curb and move on. You don't need that stress in your life, okay?
Okay.
And if he's listening, I don't really give a crap.
Nope.
you know, you know,
here.
I don't.
I'm alone.
You know, it ain't going to take much for you to kick them to the curb. You're like, nope, I'm done. And that's how that works. So I would recommend you move on. And I think you knew from the get-go that this wasn't going to be good, but for whatever reason, maybe you felt bad for him. I don't know. He's kind of a loser. He's a good pillow talker.
Yeah.
And he's a good pillow talker for a reason, but Diane, get your soccer boots out, grab that ball, and kick him to the curb like a soccer ball. That would be my advice to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Jody, what are you picking up for Diane?
As soon as I heard that he drinks too much for her, I heard two things. First of all, he absolutely is a chameleon. And in the way that we talked about, if they're too charming, then something's wrong. There's something off if somebody is just too good to be true. The other thing I heard right away is this is a lesson for you of recognizing what you do and don't want. You do not want someone in your life who is going to drink a lot. He drinks a lot. I think he's proven it to you. I think you've seen it with him. And what I'm hearing is that there's trouble around it. And I see it in big capital words, capital letters, trouble, like three or four times around this body form. And what I'm getting is that the lesson for you is not everyone is for you. Not everyone can be a good relationship for you. Now, although there isn't just one, the one, because there's many for us, that doesn't mean that everybody is right for us. And so take it as a lesson that in dating is like in a business. Hire slow, fire fast. Okay, it's been fun. And if you want it to be fun, you know, if it's about you being the player in the situation, or you just having a good time with this guy in the meantime until you meet someone, although I personally am hearing that would not be healthy. This guy is trouble.
Okay.
I don't think he's always cracked up to be. I don't think he's always nice. And, you know, I feel like this is what I'm hearing. He hits. When he drinks, he hits.
Violence.
Be very, very, like violence. So be very careful of being with him. When he drinks too much, it might turn into control, jealousy. So I would not feel comfortable at all with you continuing to see him. Have you seen some of this already?
I haven't seen any of the potential.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
I'm sorry.
You're breaking up. Can you repeat that, honey?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think a dose of jealousy around in regards to him. Yeah.
Okay, so that's just the beginning of it. I'm seeing I'm seeing a wall, and the wall is just the beginning. So you want to be very careful about the fact that this could quickly escalate into more. Okay. It feels a little scary to me. Diane, you're breaking up to a point where I can't understand you at all. Can you repeat it?
Is this better? I said, what did you say? I'm so sorry, ladies. I try to take notes as you guys talk. What were you saying, that you see a wall and then that you see something? Did you say the word molest?
No. I see a big wall, and that is just the beginning of the worst. You don't want to see past this forefront of him, the wall of charm. You don't want to see past that.
Okay.
It gets scary.
All right, that makes sense.
That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
All right. It's like, drop it like it's hot.
All right.
Yeah. Not the best news, Diane, but it's good to know.
No, it's good news. I need to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
well, and it leads to something better.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but what I'm hearing
keep going.
Thank you. It's like as you learn lessons on top of lessons on top of lessons pile up until the one comes along who's the right person, and you've been through enough lessons to immediately recognize them. So it's coming. You're just still learning lessons.
Right. He's had two incidents with two girls that he helps them. They're friends. And last Friday I went over there and he just kept talking to this one girl texting. He says, we're friends. Because I said, well, why don't you go to the bar with her? Because I'm going home. I don't feel good. And he's like, nope, your priority. You're my priority. You're here first. You're here. And I'm like, no big deal. You can do it. And he's like, nope, nope, nope. So we were going over jewelry for him. That his mom gave him, and so I was looking at prices, and he was just, his conversation was her, so I just got up, and he goes, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home, and I was okay with it, and I was calm. I was not upset. It was just like, this is not bothering me, like meaning I can walk away with no problem, which is not normal of me because I used to always be that everyone's the one, and he says, don't do this to me, and I said, I'm not doing nothing to you. And he goes, yes, you are. Don't leave. I need you. You're going to make me cry. And I go, don't use that on me. I said, focus on me or be with her. It does not matter to me. Choose. So I stayed because of guilt. And then the other day he came over and we ran to the bank. And I was going to the ATM and he was standing right next to me. I said, you want to turn around? He goes, seriously? I go, yeah. I go, my kids aren't even allowed to be around. And he got mad and he walked away. He goes, really? I go, really? Exactly that. So yeah. I found that I could, like, what?
Wow.
I'm surprised you let it go this far.
Yeah, really?
Those are two big things. I'm surprised you need to ask because it's very obvious to us that he's not being nice to you. And that's part of your lesson is that you need to recognize when people are not being nice to you. Is that why you're laughing, Lynn?
Right.
Yeah, I think Diane's learning it too. It sounds like you're doing
yeah,
really well.
I think that's what
yeah.
I'm doing
yeah.
too, Lynn. It's like I'm like going, and like last night I showed him we were talking and a picture of my daughter came up when she was tinier and she's fuller and he says, well, she looks good there. And I go, what the hell is that supposed to mean? And he goes,
oh,
well,
yep.
she needs to lose weight. And I said, that's not a subject you discuss with me. That's not. He goes, I care, just like you care.
Oh,
I go, you know what? You use it in a wrong way. So,
yeah,
I think what I'm doing is slowly pulling myself away. But let me ask you this to the three of you. When I tell him I don't want to see him anymore, am I going to have more trouble? Because he knows where I live. He knows
well,
where I work.
We're going to let Lynn give you the feedback, and then she can address that.
Ooh, I want to take a shower. <It's> just, <ugh. laughs>
I know there's a lot there, isn't it? Makes you feel dirty.
Oh gosh. Oh Diane, you know what? Cut it off. Cut it off and don't engage. Like don't give him anything to push against. Just cut it off. The first word that came up for you is temporary. And then the image of, you know, those mirrors that they put in department stores, you put on something, you look fabulous. You get out and look in a regular mirror, you look like yuck. And that's the image I got of these mirrors that they show you what you want, the reflection you want to see, but that's not true. Uh-huh. The phrase Peter Pan comes up. Okay. Be very careful of that. I don't think he is. Yeah, I think he's a man's body. With it. Yeah, exactly. The phrase bait and switch comes up, and also the question, he might be using you, and an arrow going to financial. I would be really careful about money around this guy. But the thing is, you're going to cut this off, right? It says very strongly, keep your boundaries intact. Do not let him in anymore. And seriously, take an energetic shower. I actually do some cleansing. You know, cleansing techniques energetically.
I just do Epsom salt.
Wash. Yeah.
I can do Epsom salt. I can
energy.
I'm sorry. What?
Balance. There's all kinds of techniques, but just get away from this guy first. Okay, clear that energy right out. You just don't want any more to do with this guy. He is not good for you. Now, the last message, though, I have is a nice positive one. Clear the way for, and then hearts, 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 because I feel you will, once you clear that, you're going to find the right guy, a good guy, one that you'll be
okay.
worthy of one another. Okay, Diane? We have to keep
right.
moving. We've got a lot of callers, but please let us know
no,
how it
I,
goes.
No, I understand.
And please keep yourself safe. And if you need to talk to one of us, you can reach us on the Sacred Embers Facebook page, okay?
On Facebook. Will do. Thank you all. Thank you very
all
much.
Right.
Have a great night.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Keep me.
Okay. Let's see. I just want to find. Oh, here we go. Hi, 860. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura. I thought that was your number. Are you listening or did you want to join in?
I'm just listening tonight.
Okay, lovey. I'll put you back on hold and you'll be able to hear it, okay? Alrighty then. Hi, 570. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? Hi, 570, are you with us? All righty then. We'll go back to... Oh, wait a minute. I'm all confused. Wait a minute. We have another caller. We'll just pull them on. Okay, 551, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. Did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm interested in knowing about my love life.
Okay. And what do you know about your love life already?
That I am ready for a serious, committed relationship.
Okay. Been a bit of a lonely walk, has it? Okay. All right, Tasha, if Ryan's ready, we'll see if he's picking anything up for you.
Hey, Tasha, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am.
I think we may have talked in the past. Your name sounds really familiar. The first thing I got was, I don't know if you took notes from the last time we talked, but I'm running to the bathroom right now to get some Pepto-Bismol because I got some huge indigestion right down my esophagus. I can feel it in your energy field. I'm scanning your energies, and I'm hearing the words hesitant. Holy cow. Yeah, drink some milk or eat some bread or something. Holy cow! Let's talk about the positives here. Let's not dwell on the negatives here, Tasha. I want you to keep an open mind about your next relationship, your next partnership. Okay. As I was talking to a previous caller who was very, very picky, through no fault of her own, you're very, very picky too. Through no fault of your own, you've got some specs. You've got an inventory of what you're looking for in your man. Does that resonate with you so far?
I couldn't hear the last part.
You have an inventory. You have some specifications of what you're looking for in a man. Am I
did I swing and miss there, or did I shoot out of the ballpark? I don't know. You tell me. That's what I'm picking up on. And I can't hear you.
I have expectations.
Could you put the phone up to your mouth, please?
No, I said I have expectations.
Okay.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Me too.
Maybe it's my crappy iPhone here.
No, it's a bad connection or something.
Okay. I've got my mouth right up to the mouthpiece of my iPhone here. Yeah, Natasha, I think that what they're telling me right now is you're eyeballing a few guys right now, but you're not sure. You're hesitant. There was some damage that happened to you a while back from a previous relationship. You're really guarded right now. Need you to drop your shoulders, relax a little bit, and trust that the next guy that comes through, he's not going to be 100% match for you, but he's going to be very, very close match for you. No one's perfect, and when he looks into your eyes, he's going to feel the same way about you. He's got his own specifications, okay? He wants a woman who's this, that, and the other thing, and he's going to look at you, and he's going to not forgive you for your lack of meeting his expectations, but he's going to ease on up and relax a little bit and say, yeah, but I like your sense of humor, but, you know, she likes wearing pink a lot. I don't like the color pink. And, you know, this, that, and other thing. So it's going to be kind of a give-and-take relationship, okay? Yeah, and I think you have to, and you may come to realize that over time where, and that's what they're telling me right now, is that both of you want 100% match. You're not going to get that. It's going to be more 85% match, okay, Tasha?
It's going to be what?
But I can't, I'm sorry? He's gonna, this guy that you're gonna meet, you're both gonna see in each other's eyes idiosyncrasies that you don't really care for, you don't really like, but over time you'll get over it. You'll be like, okay, maybe he chews with his mouth open, maybe he farts a lot, I don't know what's going on, but, you know. Maybe you walk around whatever. You never really know, you know. But I didn't say that on the air. Holy cow, I'm so embarrassed. But you get the point. Yeah. You know, maybe he fell down a well, got cross-eyed, then kicked by a donkey, and his eyes fell back to normal again. You never know. Bottom line is that he's going to have some idiosyncrasies about himself that you're going to have to kind of overlook a little bit, and he's going to say, you know what? I know I ain't 100% Superman Prince Charming, but neither are you, kiddo. And you guys are just going to gradually fall in love with each other and realize that you're the yin and yang, okay, Tasha? What you fail in, he's going to be great in, and vice versa. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any questions for me? Any further questions?
Do you know, like a time frame where...
I got the word 3-6 on that. I'm pretty damn sure that doesn't mean 3 to 6 weeks, probably closer to 3 to 6 months. I would encourage you to use all your resources, maybe go to eHarmony or Match.com, or not like the other caller. I don't think you're going to meet this guy at the grocery store. Maybe at a, are you a coffee aficionado by chance?
Coffee?
Yes. Are you a coffee aficionado?
No.
Oh, he is. All right. Well, Maybe try that. He likes his coffee.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up on. So suck it up, Buttercup, and go to a Starbucks or something around you, and get yourself a cup of tea or something. You're gonna see this, and you're gonna see this guy, and be like, You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, basically what my spirit team is telling me right now, Tasha, is you got to mix it up a little bit. And it's a coffee shop. They're telling me it's a coffee shop. That could be a Dunkin' Donuts. That could be a Starbucks. I don't really know. I'm not a coffee drinker myself, but they, you know, people come in those shops or those donut shops for different reasons, and you never know, you know. I mean, this guy's gonna be broad shoulders. He's gonna be tall, but he's gonna have really, really nice, sharp, clean teeth. Not the vampire sharp teeth, but very, very, very gentle suck.
He won't hit you.
Sorry.
Okay.
He's not gonna be like. He's not gonna say to you, Mina. He's not gonna be like. Good thing your name is not Mina, okay? Because his name is Count Dracula. No, just kidding. He's going to be taller than you. He's going to have some really soft eyes, and you know you're going to be fine, okay? But don't expect this. Just relax and let it come to you, okay? Because if you expect it to happen, then guess what? You have to roll with the punches. So just relax. Maybe you're driving home from work and saying, you know what, I can use a ice cold glass of chilled iced tea from McDonald's or wherever it is, or, you know, whatever local shops in your area is, and maybe you're behind this guy in the checkout line, you're like, he's got a nice ass, or something like that, you know, and he drops something. You know, people meet each other out of the weirdest circumstances, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I met my wife at a gas station, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never, well, that was back when there weren't no cell phones. And, you know, that was back when the Dead Sea was sick. But, you know, just expect the unexpected, okay, Tasha? I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Judy. Are you picking anything up for Tasha?
Yeah, I feel like there's such low energy around this, and I think it's really about sadness of being alone and feeling let down, and he's never coming. And I feel like you have to raise your vibration around this situation. I know it's hard, but instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you do. And I feel when you do that, it opens up the pathway. You know, I feel like there's not enough laughter in your life right now. There's not enough happiness in your life right now. And this feeling of maybe things would be better or easier if there was someone in my life and there would be something to laugh about or someone to laugh with. But you have to find it for yourself before you can share it with someone. And I'm feeling like there's some missing pieces for you. I do resonate with the 3 to 6 months that Ryan picked up. And I feel like there needs to be some retraining of your brain when it comes to being positive and expecting the best things to happen to you. Now, it's not that you're not where you're at because you, for no good reason, you are where you're at emotionally and mentally because things haven't been easy, because he hasn't been here, because you've been ready for him for a while. You're done with waiting, and that all makes sense. But now you have to live in the moment of, he's coming, I'm ready, and I'm happy whether or not he's here right yet. So one of the things I would suggest is go to youtube.com and pull up Abraham Hicks and listen to the videos that they put out on finding your love. This also is something, the messages they share will also apply to changing your thought patterns across the board to be more positive. And I think between finding moments to do whatever makes you happy, whether that's dancing around the house at midnight under the full moon naked, or whether that is underwater basket weaving, it doesn't really matter. As long as it makes you happy and raises your vibration, who knows, maybe eventually you'll find someone else who loves to dance around the house at midnight under the full moon naked. You follow me here?
Yeah.
So please, please pull up some stuff on Abraham Hicks and go listen to it. Specifically the things that she channels about love. Are you familiar with Abraham Hicks?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so Esther Hicks is part of a team named Abraham Hicks. She channels in an entity whose name is Abraham. And Abraham comes in and talks about basically the law of attraction and energy, and how what we believe and expect in life is what we can create in our own lives, okay? So if you know anything about the secret, the law of attraction. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a believer of law of attraction. I constantly, you know, put out good energy. It's today, like I'm an empath, so I've been around a lot of different energy, and but definitely around the topic, I am kind of tired of waiting. But I make a conscious effort to think positive things, and I was just
absolutely,
like, God,
but
just
we all have room. We all have room for more of that. Go listen to it. Maybe you'll pick up some more nuggets. For instance, I'm a really positive person. But one of the things that somebody asked in one of those videos that just totally blew my mind was they stood up and said, okay, so you're saying that not to worry about money, but I still think about it. What am I supposed to do? And her answer was, don't think about it. So if it's a bad situation, you know, let's say that you don't have a lot of money, so you pay your bills and then you worry about next month. Well, stop worrying about next month. Stay positive. Know that your needs are going to be provided for by God, because we have faith in the universe and in God that our needs will be taken care of. And don't worry about it, because worrying is like praying for something bad to happen. So if you can trust me a little bit on this, that we all need a little bit of help, because I know I do, go out and listen to some of her stuff. Make it a habit. Listen when you're driving to and from work on your cell phone or something. You can download stuff so you don't have to use data on your phone. There are some amazing, amazing pieces of information that you'll glean from all of those videos. I would listen to as many as you can. But if you only want to listen to the ones about finding love, I would do it, because it will help you attract in the right person. Okay?
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, what do you have, Lynn?
Tasha, is... Okay. What I wrote down, Tasha, is a sadness in the heart area, a deep sort of sadness. I think you have a bit of an inside job to do before you're going to find the right connection. I'm picking up that you're... Somebody in your past, either a family connection or a past love, I'm picking up a heavy load of criticism that was laid on you. Would that be correct?
I would think it was myself.
I'm sorry, hon?
I would say it was me.
You criticize yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Is what you're saying? Okay. Well, here's what I'm getting for you, is that you need to work very diligently on self-love, because I pick up, honey, that you're not loving yourself, and if you don't love yourself, you can't be part of. You know what I mean? You've got to be a whole person and bring a whole person to that relationship. So work really, really well and with great love. Work on that. Work on loving yourself. Those videos that Jody was recommending are awesome. And, you know, go where it resonates for you, too, with those spiritually themed videos. Just keep looking and keep learning and work on yourself first, honey. Okay? And also, yeah, because self-love is foremost, it says here. Okay? So past pain. If you've caused it for yourself, then do stop doing that. And have you ever had a cat in your life, Tasha?
Yeah, I had a lot.
Okay, I'm getting there's a cat that is in spirit. When it was on here in Earth, it was kind of a gray and white cat, and it's around now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, hon. We're going to try and take one more caller, so I'm going to let you go and let us know how it goes, and do work on the self-love. Okay, Tasha. You really need to work on that, and you'll see things will change for you, okay? As you begin to love yourself, you become so lovable to those around you. You'll be irresistible, darling, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Love and light to you, Tasha. Okay, we're going to try really quickly to get this caller in. 954, we are on with Divine Connections. Do you have? Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Mary. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mary. I'm sorry we have such a short bit of time, but do you have a question for us tonight?
I just have a quick one. I had a very close friend back about 2 years ago, and she was going through a loss of a business. And after that, there was no contact. I tried to reach her by phone, email, et cetera, and I hadn't been able to get any answer. I send Christmas cards. I have no idea what happened to her, and I'm really concerned. Do you pick up anything about this person?
Mm-hmm. Anybody, feel free to jump in, Ryan or Judy. Or I can also say okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. What was your name?
Mary.
This is Mary, right?
Mary.
Yes.
Mary, okay. Mary, this is a classic. I have to speak really fast here. I only have a few minutes left in the show. This is a classic case of tonight's theme of chameleon, okay? The person that you thought you knew is no longer the person that is who they are today, okay? Don't take offense to that, but they have changed, and they no longer have any interest in you. So,
that's strange.
So Well, it is what it is. People change lives. People walk away. People do a lot of strange things. I wouldn't let this keep you up at night.
You know, somebody just vanishes, and you're like sisters, and all of a sudden they vanish. So
that was a contract between you and her, and she did what she needed to do for her life. And your lesson in this, your experience in this, is to let her go and say, hasta la vista, baby, okay? But the lesson for you, Mary, is just to let her go, put her personality down the floor, walk away. If you don't, it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life and say, why? Don't let that get to you. She was a chameleon. Just let her down and walk away, okay? If you fail to do that, then you're not going to learn this lesson. Very tough lesson that you and her signed up for. Very, very tough.
Did
I gotta be honest with you.
Living in the area.
What's that?
Did she move out of the area, or is she still in the area?
I'm not getting that information because I was just asking my spirit team that. But between me and the fence post and everyone and all the callers listening, I can't say between me and the fence post, but she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She's moved on.
Okay.
But it's funny that you still care about her. But that's your lesson to be learned, okay? So
well,
I would suggest
I'm not the kind of person that just kind of dismisses people, and I guess I just have a different mindset about the whole thing.
That's a lot.
I appreciate her for choosing a different life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just, you know, I know she was in a lot of distress at that time. So just knowing that, you know, things work out for her, whatever, and then she goes on. I'm not trying to keep her from her path. Don't get that incorrect.
Just know that she packed her bags and moved on, and this is a big lesson for you because you don't like it when people do that to you. So you have to kind of chew on that bone a little bit and say, okay, well, that really sucked. I'm not going to let that happen again, okay? That's kind of the lesson for you is, man, why did they do that to me? I gave them my heart, and now I don't hear from them ever again. That's a hard lesson to learn, okay?
All right, thank you. You
got a heart of gold with that. I'll pass because we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Okay, Judy.
Just real quickly, things like this are hurtful, but what I'm getting is this is about her and not you. And knowing it's about her and you doesn't make it any easier or any less painful. But I'm not sure she'll be back around. Send her light and love. Let her be. Hold your own space. Keep your own healthy distance. I don't really pick up that she moved out of the area or that she's there. And what I do feel is that your heart chakra is really sort of blown out of proportion with it. And so, you know, with setting intention and talking to your angels, you can sort of ask them that they come in and correct that for you and bring you back into balance. Ask them, you know, ask Archangel Michael and Raphael to come in and sever the cords to lessen the pain and cauterize the wound. Because right now you're hurt by it. I don't know that she won't be back later, but then you have to make the decision of whether or not you'll allow yourself to be dismissed again. And what I really was hearing was like yesterday's garbage. She just dismissed you. That's not a good place to be with anyone. It's not a nice way to feel. I don't know if something happened between the two of you, but
no,
this is
at
about
all.
Her.
We were on our relationship was on very good terms. We were like family type sisters, and she was going through a very big financial hit and lost her business and was going through a lot of emotional distress. And,
okay. And you reached out to her about connecting?
Pardon me?
So you reached out to her and she just didn't contact you back. I think she's going through some stuff.
Well,
she may be
that.
Back as a friend later, but, you know, for now, she's trying to get her balance. I myself personally don't understand it either, and I would be hurt as well, but it's just know it's about her and it's not really about you. So, you know, recognize the pain, love, send her light and love and keep your space for you.
Sure. Everything
you have
said makes,
for her.
But there was no dissension.
Thank you, honey.
In it.
Okay.
It's nothing that happened between us or anything. It was what she was going
to.
Yeah. I kind of got that, but I wanted to make sure. I just wasn't sure.
Thank you for that confirmation.
You're welcome. I know it's really painful. You've been there.
Yeah.
Okay. Really quickly, Mary, the notes I got for you are it's not personal. You're thinking more of her than she's thinking of you. She is all she can handle at the moment. She's overwhelmed by her own circumstances.
I can
sense
believe.
She'll be, yeah, yes. Give it about 2 years. I think you're going to see her again. Geographically, she's in the same place Energetically, she has moved away. The song "The Gambler" comes up. Gotta know when to hold him, know when to fold him, and let her come to you. Okay, Mary, I'm going to leave you on the line, and I just want to give everyone the information. So if you want to connect with Jody, you'll find her on Facebook and connectedbyspirit.com. If you want to find Ryan on Facebook and Healings Through Spirit, that's plural, healingsthroughspirit.com. I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. We have Angel Antics tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. And Friday night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bucky and Shannon Johnson and Ryan Adragna. And thank you for tuning in, and call us next week. We'll be back at the same time. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.